Pat Sullivan, Medford Area School District Administrator, joins us with a review of Monday night's school board meeting.
Graduation, we have made a decision to hold graduation outside, to hold it on the new turf on the field, 7 p.m. on May 28th. And this is going to be a rain or shine event. We're setting it for 7 o'clock start, and we're going to be telling people that you need to dress for the weather. Think of it like you're going up to watch a football or a soccer game. If it's a light drizzle or if it's a little cool, you know, we're going to have the graduation. We're going to run it. If we're dealing with storms, we're going to say there's a delay like we would with an athletic event. People will have to go sit in their cars. We'll give it some time before we would call it off. If we do run into storms that seem to want to last a long time, we would reconvene at 10 a.m. on Saturday. So that's plan B. People just need to understand that, especially the family members and the graduates. It's going to happen on Friday, and we start at 7, and if the weather is bad, we're going to get it done that night, or we're going to come back at 10 a.m. and get it done.
So right now, graduation is scheduled for the last Friday in May.
Correct. Summer school is planned to start on June 7th and end on June 30th. Right now, we are planning summer school like we did pre-COVID. We're excited about that. Now, we don't know about masks again. We have no idea, but we at least know compared to last year, we are allowed to have kids in the building. We obviously did that all year with the regular school year. So we are, you know, have our packets out there, the information on all the classes that are available for kids. And if anyone needs more information about that, they can get a hold of us at the district office, and or they could talk to their building principals. But again, we are excited to plan a normal summer school activities. We are also excited that we are going to continue to deliver meals. The federal program has been extended, and we'll be allowed to deliver meals this summer to kids. Now, we're running normal summer school, so we're also going to have meals at the building, you know, this summer during summer school. But if you're not coming in for that and want meals delivered, we'll get more information out, but you'll let us know. And likely we'll deliver just once or twice a week, and we'll deliver a week's worth of meals in that one delivery instead of going out every day. But we'll see how that goes, and we'll have an opportunity for people to sign up.
We'll have more with Medford School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan on the March 22nd school board meeting on another local news program.